Much of the information young people get is increasingly, if not exclusively, coming from the internet. And a big part of it is from the website Wikipedia. The English language version alone has more than 4 million entries. It's consistently ranked as one of the most visited websites in the world, after Facebook and before Twitter. And in the last few years, Wikipedia has started spreading to college classrooms, but not without its share of controversies and concerns. Academics have accused the site of being full of inaccuracies. Even Wikipedia's founder, Jimmy Wales, has said college students shouldn't use it for class projects or serious research. But as KALW's Nicole Jones reports, professors at top universities think students are inevitable contributors to Wikipedia's evolution.
A couple of years ago, an assistant professor at the UC Berkeley School of Information named Brian Carver was doing an internet search for his cyber law course on the Stored Communications Act. It's an act that regulates how the government can use personal internet data.
And one of the first hits was a Wikipedia article, and so I followed it. And as I poked around a little, I realized that Wikipedia did not have a standalone article on the Stored Communications Act. And I thought, well, it ought to. This is an important act. And so then I thought, well, Brian, you should fix that.
Not him, exactly. In the spring of 2009, he put his students to work on it. It was a risk. There were almost no experienced Wikipedia editors in the class. But in the end, Carver says his students added to the coverage of legal topics in Wikipedia and got a grade for it.
One of my favorite comments that a student made was that this was the first paper he'd ever written that wouldn't end up in his professor's recycling bin.
In fact, it could be read around the world. A year later, the Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit that runs Wikipedia, got a grant to start an education program and spread Wikipedia to college classrooms. The goal? To improve the quality of public policy content on the site. Carver's class was just a start. Wikimedia has now expanded the program to at least 47 other courses at universities, including Harvard, Georgetown, and UC Berkeley. Quite a turnaround for a website once considered something of a questionable cheat sheet. A few years ago, the Middlebury College History Department banned the use of the site after students repeatedly used faulty answers from a Wikipedia entry on an exam. Several other colleges, including UC Santa Barbara and the University of Illinois, have had similar problems.
We're trying to change the perception of Wikipedia in academia.
Leanna Davis is a communications manager for the Wikimedia Foundation.
Your students are going to be using Wikipedia regardless of whether you put no Wikipedia on the top of your syllabus.
Let's see, the last thing I researched on Wikipedia,
I can't even remember because I use it so often.
I went on Wikipedia just to kind of learn about bionic parts.
I think it was the history of the parking meter.
She stopped talking to me to look up whatever we're talking about on Wikipedia,
where if there was a Wikipedia chip to be inserted in one's brain, she would go for it immediately and I would leave. So
students everywhere have been using Wikipedia as a research tool long before the Wikimedia Foundation officially encouraged it. And Carver says he knows plenty of professors who rely on Wikipedia for teaching.
When you look at the quality of the information that Wikipedia has versus some of those other top 10 hits, Wikipedia often compares quite favorably. I think a lot of those quality concerns were about unfamiliarity with the entire idea of an encyclopedia that anyone can edit.
But Wikipedia has made huge progress in accuracy thanks to its community of dedicated volunteers, its wiki editors. A longtime trusted wiki editor can become an administrator with powers to protect articles, delete articles, and block other users. Davis says it's the work of these volunteers, and now students, that keeps Wikipedia honest.
What we want to have come out of this is, you know, A, just the students improve the quality of the articles for sure, but B is the element of media literacy.
Wikipedia requires that editors back everything up by citing journals, books, and newspapers, just like in any research paper.
One of the professors actually told us that through the course of this assignment that her students were actually forced to go to the library for the first time and that she thought many of them had never set foot in the library prior to being asked to write a Wikipedia assignment.
The method behind quality control is tricky, whether it's dealing with wiki vandals who post defamatory entries about religion, or wiki editors who can't agree on whether a human with a cat is its owner, caregiver, or human companion. Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales says a human element makes the online encyclopedia relevant as a practical starting point. And Carver knows it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's out there, and your students are using it, and actually faculty are using it too. And it's more of a question of whether we're going to prepare our students to operate in this new environment or not. If we're training students to be better critical readers, that's a great thing.
And not only better critical readers, but vital content creators too. One student at Georgetown University wrote an article on the National Democratic Party of Egypt in November of 2010. When he finished his article in December, everything changed with the Arab Spring. Davis said his article went from getting 200 to 300 views a day to more than 5,000.
It just shows the power of these assignments where you never know when the topic that the student is writing on is actually something that's going to be critically important.
In the wiki world, homework assignments are no longer destined for the recycling bin of history. Students last year contributed 5,600 printed pages worth of content to the English Wikipedia. That's double the amount from the year before. And as the program expands, expect to see Canadian, Indian, and Brazilian students making a dent in their versions of Wikipedia. For Cross Currents, I'm Nicole Jones.